பகவத்கீதா 8.27. நைத்தே சுதி பார்த்த ஜானன் யோகி முஹியத கஷ்டனா ஸ்மாத் சர்வேஷு காலேஷு யோகயுக்தோ பவ அர்ஜுன. ஹியர் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கிவிங் a call for action in the previous verses starting from 23 onwards till 28. Those six verses, he has given a quick recap of the Vedic paths of Devyan and Pitrayan, wherein timing is critical for in determining our destiny, post-mortem destiny, where we'll go after death. Now, Arjuna may think, may worry that he's fighting in a war. He's a warrior, and although he is a top-notch warrior, a peerless warrior, still, it is victory is never certain in any war. And a warrior can become a martyr within moments. And of course, the warrior is a martyr for those who survive to celebrate his martyrdom. For the warrior, if death comes, he can in one moment, at one moment we can be a illustrious, famed hero on a chariot, and the next moment he can be a corpse. Such is the unpredictability and death proneness of everyone's life, but all the more so of the lives of warriors, because their very profession at one level requires them to fight and be in near-death situations constantly. So Arjuna, on hearing this description of how the timing is so important, and all the more so because Krishna has said that Brahma Vidojana, that those who depart in Uttarayana will attain perfection. Now the Kurukshetra war is being fought in Dakshinayana, and therefore it is almost impossible, firstly, for a warrior to be conscious of the timing of one's death. You can't tell the enemy, oh, this is not the right time for me to die, so please don't shoot me now. The enemy is going to be ruthless. So because of all these factors, Arjuna may have anxiety about his fate. Krishna doesn't refer directly to Arjuna here, but he says, what to speak of a warrior like Arjuna? Even for a yogi, one must not be bewildered. Now, what to speak of a warrior like Arjuna means that Arjuna is actually fighting war as a yoga. When he is doing it in the mode of service to Krishna. So Krishna is telling here, Naite Sruti Partha Janan. Naite Sruti. Sruti, Arjuna, Yogi Muhyati Kashchana, Janan. The yogis know both these paths, but still, Na Muhyati Kashchana, they are never bewildered. What does it mean? These timings are important in determining one's post-mortem destination, but they are not all important. There is some factor that is actually far more important, some other factor. That factor, of course, is the remembrance of Krishna, antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram यह प्रयाति समद्भावम याति नास्त्यत्र संशयः।
So those who remember Krishna at the time of death, they attain perfection irrespective of whatever else may be going on in their lives.
And whatever the circumstances may be there, whatever be the timing, that doesn't matter. For them, all that matters is that they remember. They remember Krishna. So Krishna is telling over here, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu. Now this 1/4 of a verse is one line in the English translation, in the English transliteration. This is Krishna has talked about this earlier also in this very chapter. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanusmara Yudhicha Mai Arpita Mano Buddhir Mame Vaishyasya Samshayaha. He has talked about this in 8.6. Therefore, at all times, Mamanusmara Yudhicha, remember me and fight. Mai Arpita Mano Buddhir Mame Vaishyasya Samshayaha. If with your intelligence and mind dedicated to me, you will come to me of this, there is no doubt. So, here Krishna repeats the same assertion in essence which he has stated earlier in 8.4. So 8.4 and 8.6 give the same conclusion. 8.4 says if you remember Krishna at the time of death, you'll attain him. Sorry, not 8.4, 8.5 says that, and 8.7 says the same thing again, that if you remember Krishna throughout the life, we will attain him. And this verse states, using the same 1/4 of the verse, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, here it says Yoga Yukto Bhava Arjuna. Therefore, be engaged in the practice of yoga. Yoga Yukto Bhava. So, we all need to stay engaged in yoga. Then 6.47, Krishna has already stated that Yoginamapi Sarvesham Madgatena Antaratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Yomam Same Yuktatamo Mataha. He said that the yogis who meditate on him are the most intimately united with him. And then is also stated in this very chapter in 8.14 that actually it is through the practice of bhakti alone that the process of yoga in the general sense of connecting with the absolute truth becomes easy. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smrti nityashah tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginah. So he stated that those who, without being deviated in their consciousness, stay fixed in remembering him, for him, attaining him is easy. Sulabhaha. So Krishna, although he doesn't use the direct first person pronoun to refer to him, doesn't talk directly about bhakti, but which yoga he wants us to practice, he has made abundantly clear in the previous verses. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Yoga Yukto Bhava Arjuna. Bhava Arjuna, O Arjuna, be Yoga Yukta, become Yoga Yukta. So in the case of Arjuna, for him, his yoga is the yoga of fighting. He has to recognize that he can serve Krishna by doing Krishna's will, and Krishna's will requires him to fight. So, harmonizing his will with Krishna's will through the act of fighting, Arjuna will be doing yoga. So, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Yoga Yukto Bhava Arjuna. Now, if this verse were referring to Ashtanga Yoga, to the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, which requires going out to the jungle, Suchaudeshya Pratishthapya Sthirmasana Matmanaha, as was talked about in 6.11, then this verse would mean Krishna is also not giving any exception that after you fight the war, then you become Yoga Yukto Bhava. No, he's saying Sarveshu Kaleshu, at all times be Yoga Yukta. Now Krishna has also told Arjuna to fight the war. So if this were Yoga Yukta were referring to Ashtanga Yoga, then Krishna would have been giving contradictory instructions. One is you go to the forest and practice Ashtanga Yoga at all times, and the other is fight the war. So now, if Arjuna had received such contradictory instructions, or if Arjuna had taken this interpretation of this verse of yoga to refer to going to the forest, then he would have clarified, I can't do both, tell me what is the one thing to do. And he has asked this question in a similar tone earlier in 3.2 specifically, 3.1 and 2. But that Arjuna doesn't ask that question here indicates that he is, he has understood that yoga means bhakti yoga, and yoga yukto bhava arjuna means that he should actually become devoted to the practice of bhakti yoga and devoted to serving Krishna. And even if that serving involves fighting, which as a martial activity may not seem spiritual to many people, but still it is for him the most spiritual activity and the most spiritually awakening activity. Yeah, so Krishna tells Arjuna, do not worry about your death, just focus on about the timing of your death, the time of your death. Just focus on being yoga yukta. And that is the instruction that applies to all of us too. If we stay yoga yukta, then whatever happens, we don't have to worry. What is the time we will die? We can just focus on Krishna and we will attain Krishna. Thank you.